Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Amen. You know how Wednesday nights we do an expository teaching? Well, I feel led we're going to do one this morning. Amen. Amen. Normally, Sunday mornings, I love to do a topical teaching. But this, God just said, no, I want you to expound the book of Hebrews this morning. Amen. So we're going to have an expository teaching. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 2. And I'm going to ask everyone just to stand and read these scriptures with me, and then we can be seated. Amen. So if you don't have your Bible, that's okay. We got the Word of God up here. Amen. Amen. So I've entitled this morning's message. By the way, if you have a cell phone, if you could put on the silent and off mode, praise God. But as you can see, in that photo behind you, or in front of you, and those on Facebook and YouTube, sometimes the ocean can get very turbulent. Amen. And the key is to have a great captain. A captain that knows how to get out of turbulent situations. Amen. Amen. Because if you have a captain that doesn't know what he's doing, that boat will topside. He will know where to line the ship to get out of harm's way. So, I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Our Captain. And you're probably saying, where does it say captain in the Bible? Well, I'm going to show you in just a minute. Can I get amen? Amen. But please, allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, I'm asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Once again, I've entitled this morning's message, Jesus, Our Captain. And if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Hebrews chapter 2. And we're going to read together verses 10 through 15. Are we ready? Let's go. And the Word of God reads, for it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the what? Captain. There it is, captain. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he and who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are what? Are all of one. Look at this. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Wow. Look at verse 12. Saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing praise to you. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here am I and the children whom God has given me. Look at this. Real quickly, turn to your neighbor. Say, God, hallelujah, belongs to me. Come on. And then say again, I belong to God. Look, that's what it says right here. Look, and again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here I am and the children whom God has, what, given me. See, the Father gave us to the Son. Can I get amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Let's continue. Verse 14. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him and who had the power of death, that is the devil, old Slewfoot. And release those who through fear of death were all their, what? Their lifetime subject to bondage. Wow. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. You may be seated. Saints of God, this whole message is about Jesus, the captain of our ship. Can I get an amen? And many of us are going to go through trials and tribulations. Many of us are going to go through sorrows and setbacks. Many of us are going to experience things that we couldn't even draw up. We couldn't even sum it up, but they happen. How many believe things just happen? And let me just say, they come suddenly. Suddenly, amen, they come suddenly. Listen, we're not... Every day that God gives us, we're not there saying, okay, God, what's going to happen today? No, we just go about our business, right? And then that suddenly takes place. So this is where we have to look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen? So let's look at this right now. Let's look at that. We're going to break it down. We're going to go line by line. Amen? This is called expository teaching. Amen? So let's look at verse 10. For it was fitting for him, from whom all things, and lay by whom all things, and bringing many sons to glory. Look at that. To make the captain of their salvation perfect through what? Sufferings. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints of God, Christ, the perfect leader, was able to fulfill what no other human was able to fulfill. Praise God. And although people were commissioned to rule the earth, see, Adam and Eve, they were supposed to live a perfect life. Can I get amen? But they were deceived by old Slewfoot. That's right. Listen, you can't just blame Eve because Adam took a bit too, didn't he? He bit too. That's right. So they both sinned. You can't just blame her. Hallelujah. And a lot of people, remember he said, well, God, it was her that you gave to me. We're always looking to shift the blame, aren't we? Hallelujah. Sometimes we just got to own it. I did it to myself. Can I get an amen? That's right. And so although people were commissioned to rule the earth, their sin kept them from the task. See, sin is a nullifier. You got to remember this. You see, this is why Jesus had to come, to destroy the works of the devil. Now, Jesus' sacrifice brings his human brothers and sisters into glory that one day will be restored to the future kingdom. There's going to be a future kingdom. Can I get amen? Listen, there's going to be a place where there'll be no more crying. There'll be no more sin. There'll be no more bondage. There will be no more cruelty and evil. There'll be no more things that sometimes torments us. Can I get amen? God's going to restore the rightful kingdom. And guess what? You and I are grace's children. Can I get amen? That's right. We're grace's children. We're saved by grace through faith and not of our works, lest anyone should boast. We can't boast about this great salvation. It was Jesus and Jesus alone who saved us. Can I get amen? And because God made everything, he determines what sacrifice is necessary for sin. So God already in his foreknowledge knew that he would slay the Son of God before the foundation of the world. Listen, before God spoke the entire universe into existence, in his foreknowledge, he already slew his Son for you and I. He saw when Adam and Eve would fail. And then he saw you and I. He saw your name and your name and your name. He says, I got to come and die for them. Aren't you so blessed that Jesus came to die for us? Can I get amen? Listen, this is why you have to take joy that God was thinking of you. I'm glad he thought about me because I wasn't thinking about you. I was up to no good. Can I get amen? You guys were 1,000 miles away. I didn't even know you. But God knows us. Thank you, God. And so because he's the creator of the world, he determined what was needed for salvation. And through the suffering of Jesus, God could bring people into salvation. Aren't you so blessed that all you have to do is repent and turn toward the Lord Jesus Christ, cry out for forgiveness, and God will cleanse you and wash you. He will fill you with his Spirit. He will fill you with anointing that comes from above, power that God will empower you to live right, to talk right, to dress right. Can I get amen? Man, there were times, man, I remember back in the day, I would just, you know, go to those clubs and just look like anything. Can I get amen? And was looking to see anything. Can I get amen? But God in his foreknowledge, can I get amen? He delivered us from that badness. Hallelujah. We were wasting. Man, I look back. I was wasting time back there. Man, I could have been winning souls to God. Hallelujah. But it wasn't time yet. It's God's time. Can I get amen? That's right. So Jesus did not need to suffer for his own salvation because he was God Almighty. He came to suffer for us. Can I get amen? He came for you and I. His perfect obedience, which led him down the road of suffering. What it does, it demonstrates that he was the complete sacrifice for you and I. And through suffering, Jesus completed the work necessary for our salvation. Can I get an amen? All right, so let's go to the next verse. Here we go. In verse 11, for both he who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of what? One. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. Hallelujah. Do you know that God's not ashamed of you? But God is admonishing us all the time. What? To never be ashamed of him. Paul said it, man, when Paul was in prison, he was apprehended. He was in shackles, but he stood up boldly. He said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, first to the Jews and then to us Gentiles. He didn't care because he knew that when he takes his last breath on earth, he would be with his Father in glory. And this is the mindset we need to have, that you and I, no matter what happens on this earth, no matter what takes place suddenly, I'm telling you that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. Can I get amen? Amen. You know, we're all looking for the mystic of God, and we're all looking for all these wonderful things that he does in our life. But, you know, ultimately, he saved us from death, hell, and the grave. I hope you know that. He came to rescue us because we cannot save ourselves. Will he bless us? Will he use us during the time that we live on this earth? Yes. But until then, his ultimate goal was to save us from this dying world. And how many believe that this world is dying? And so Christians are the ones Jesus makes holy. He's the one that makes us holy. Can I get an amen? If you can think that you can make yourself holy by yourself, you're wrong. Can I get an amen? We have been made holy, set apart for God's service. Our sin was poured into Christ at the crucifixion. His righteousness is poured into us during our conversion. Can I get an amen? When we cried out and the Spirit of God came upon us, conversion took place right there. The blood came and washed away every sin. How many are so blessed to know that your sins are washed away? How many are so blessed to know that God does not never condemn you anymore? Satan will condemn you. He'll blackmail you. He'll tell you and point out all your sins, your faults, and your failures. But I'm here to let you know that God, who is the lifter of our head, hallelujah, he comes to restore us. He comes to redeem us. He comes to lift us. He comes to fill us. He comes to bless us. He comes to heal us. Can I get amen? That's who the Son of God that I know that will do for you and do for me. Can I get amen? Thank you, Jesus. And this is what Christians mean by Christ's atonement for sin, my friends. While God sees us completely holy through the sacrifice of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I, we must grow. Can I get amen? In holiness unto him. Like I shared before, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process. How many believe it's a process? That's right. That's why Paul exhorts us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, saints of God, we who have been set apart for God's service, cleansed and made holy, sanctified by the Lord Jesus Christ, now have the same Father as he does. Aren't you so blessed? We were grafted in by faith. We are now the adopted sons and daughters. Can I get amen? For some people, they cannot have a natural baby, so they look into the adoption agency. Can I get amen? There's nothing wrong with that. Because you want to love that child like your own. Well, guess what? God loves us like his own now. Can I get an amen? We've been grafted in. And so all the blessings that have come upon Abraham has come upon us, the children of the Most High God. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed that all of heaven has been given to us? The Bible says we're seated in heavenly places now. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that wherever you go, Jesus is with us? Thank you, God. You know, he's in the most simple things that you could ever imagine. He's concerned about every aspect of your life. You ever drove to a crowded Walmart, right? And there's no parking. And man, there's no parking around. I got to park way over there. And then all of a sudden, here comes someone pulling out. That was for you. That was for you. It's the little simple things of life. Can I get an amen? We're looking for the big miracle. We're looking for the wow, you know, the aha moment. And there's nothing wrong with looking for an aha moment. But he's in the little simple things. Can I get amen? To me, he's aha every morning I wake up. Because I go, aha, Lord, you woke me up again. Can I get amen? Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Jesus, hallelujah, my friends. God has adopted all believers as his children. And Jesus is not ashamed to call us what? Believers as his brothers and sisters. Did you know that Jesus said he's our friend? He also says, I'm your brother. And yet, in the same breath, he's our Lord and Savior. He's the all-in-all God. Can I get amen? He's everything to me. He's everything to you. Can I get amen? And so, my friends, those who are not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ, gladly accepting him as Savior and Lord, will find that Jesus is not ashamed to call us his members of his family. Praise God. Look at what it says here in God's word. Look at this. In Luke 9:26, for whoever is ashamed of me, this is Jesus now, whoever is ashamed of me and my words of him, the Son of Man, will be ashamed when he comes into his own glory. What? And his fathers and the holy angels. Is that what your Bible says? So we are not to be ashamed of God. Can I get amen? You ever been around Christians and then here comes some unbelievers and they all of a sudden they just hush? Well, continue to talking about the Lord. They need to know about Jesus. Can I get amen? Listen, the Bible says that blessed are the feet that go and take the gospel of peace to them. Can I get amen? Amen? Man, we need to open up our mouth and never be ashamed of the Lord. Right. Listen, we may not get that many chances with certain individuals in life. So if God divinely appoints someone in your life right there, share the gospel. And if you feel that urge to share, that means God is saying, share it. Share me. I've opened up a little crack. Now walk in and serve me gladly. Can I get amen? All right. So now let's go back in verse 12 of Hebrews. Look at this. Saying, I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will sing what? Praise to you. Praise God. Praise God. You see, the next two verses, saints of God, give three quotations from the Old Testament to show the relationship between Jesus and his believers. Jesus readily identified himself with the people of God. Why? Because he's not ashamed of us. Can I get amen? God will never be ashamed of us. And guess what? I don't care what you did in the past. He doesn't remember them no more. The Bible says that your sins, he has cast from the east to the west. And he will never remind you of your sin again. Aren't you so blessed to know that? But the one that hates you on earth will remind you of your sin. Your neighbor might. Your own family member may remember your sin, right? Oh, I remember you. And now you're all about that. And listen, say, you know what? That's okay. Because God died for you too. And he can change your heart too. Can I get amen? So never get mad with them. It's not worth the conflict. Just love them. Pray for them. So you know what? I'm not going to argue with you. God loves you because he saved a wretch like me. Always defer what he did for you. Always defer that. Can I get amen? Always defer what he did for me, what he did for you. Why? Because they don't have a clue what he's done for you. But God, hallelujah, is an awesome God. Now, when Jesus was on that cross, it was prophesied through the book of Psalms. You know, King David, it was a prophetic utterance that thousands of years later, we would see it actually played out years later. And now it's written for our understanding. But let's look at God's word right here. Look at this. In Psalm 22, 22 through 20, look at that. I will declare your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly. We just read that, right, in Hebrews, that he's going to declare us in the open. Well, this was prophesied. Look at this. I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him. You and I are the descendants now. Can I get an amen? Because we've been grafted in by faith. Look at this. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him. All you offspring of Israel. Look at this in verse 24. For he has not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has the hidden from his, look at this, his face from him. But he cried to him, and he heard, my praise shall be of you in the great assembly. Listen, while Jesus was on the cross, crucified for you and I, he was praising God for you. Can I get an amen? Listen, you got to get a hold of this, because that was a hideous look. That was a hideous place for him to die, beaten and torn. The Bible says that Josephus, he was a Jewish writer, and he wrote historical things because he was there in the midst. And in his writings, he wrote that he was beaten so bad you couldn't even tell his gender no more. We see the picture of Jesus on the cross, and he has a little terry cloth on, huh? No, he was naked before the world. He was beaten. He was whipped. He was spat upon. He was broken, but yet not one bone was broken. Can I get an amen? And there were times, I know, listen, if you and I were up there, we would say, I want to get down now. Get me down somehow. Can I get amen? But God in his foreknowledge, God in his love toward us, he had to come through the cross for you and I. This is why you could depend on him being the captain of your ship. Can I get amen? Because he's been there, done that. Can I get an amen? Let's go back to the word of God. Let's look at this for a moment. Look at this. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. Listen, God has created us to live forever now. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. This flesh is temporary here, but we will praise him forever. Thank you, God. Look at this right here. It says right here, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations. Now, you notice the word nation? We think it's like a country or a kingdom. If you take the Greek and you look at the word nation, it's ethnicity. So look around you. We got what? A variety of what? Ethnicities in our assembly. And this is what God has done. Can I get amen? And so it says, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you, for the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. How many so blessed to know that he rules over us? I'd rather have him rule over me than myself. Can I get amen? Hallelujah. He does a better job. Can I get an amen? He does a better job than me. Now, look at what it says right here in Matthew 27:46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Listen what he had to experience on that cross. And this is a reminder that we have right here. It was given to us as a gift. It is finished. It is finished. How many are so blessed to know that it is finished? Jesus' work on the cross, he finished it at the cross. And when he gave up the ghost, he said, it is finished. He gave up his spirit. And then immediately, they took him to the tomb. Praise God. He rose again on the third day to give you life and life more abundantly. You see, saints, these words of abandonment at the beginning of this Psalms gives way to the words of praise at the end. Can I get amen? Jesus' death and humiliation on earth ended in victory, declaring the wonder of God's name to those who believe, his brothers and sisters, you and I, who he had in mind. Man, you just the thought that you were in his mind when he hung on that cross. I'm doing it for them. And they're going to remember 2,000 years later. Praise God. You see, to declare a name means to reveal the character of that person. Attributing these words to Jesus from the Messianic Psalms means that Jesus, through his humanity, revealed God's character. God was on display. Hallelujah for you and I. Can I get an amen? Come on, somebody got to give God praise and glory. What he's done in your life, what he's done in my life. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go now to verse 13 in Hebrews. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, here I am, the children whom God has given me. Hallelujah, that's us. That's the born-again church around the world. Those who even died in Christ. You got to remember, Jesus is going to resurrect them first. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we that are what? Alive and remain shall be caught up. Can I get amen? Well, these verses originally recorded in Isaiah applied here to the living Christ, praise God, and further showing Christ's identification with humanity. Listen, he had to identify with us. Can I get amen? Listen, what I love about God is that he chose to send a son to be like one of us. You see, he had to go through life emotionally, physically. All the attributes of humanity was upon him when he came into this world. But here was the difference between him and us. He was sinless. Just imagine walking around with no sin in your mind. Huh? Come on, throughout the course of a day, how many ungodly thoughts come in our mind? Okay, I'm the only one up here. You guys are all super saints, right? Yeah, man. You guys are all, man, good to go. My goodness. But Jesus didn't have the mind like us, a fallen humanity. He came as the perfect, sinless Savior. Look what Isaiah says right here. Look at this. Look at what it says. And I will wait on the Lord who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him. Here I am and the children whom the Lord has given me. You see, that's us. We're the children that was given to him. We are for the signs and wonders in Israel's what? For the Lord of hosts. Praise God. Praise God. You see, my friends, Isaiah was persecuted and his message rejected by the people. Isaiah encouraged the people not to listen to false advice. Don't ever listen to false teachers. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Listen to those who know the word of God, who love the word of God. There's a lot of false prophets out there. God said on this day, such and such is going to happen. That day comes and nothing happens. Can I get amen? You only get one shot of that. You're a false prophet now. Can I get amen? Be careful. Be careful who you put your hopes in. I want to hope in God's word. Can I get amen? Because God cannot lie. He's not a man that would lie. Praise God. Praise God. So saints, he was persecuted. Christ put his trust in God and his Father. Praise God. Christ readily, saints of God, accepts his relationship with the children whom God has given to him. Aren't you so blessed to know that? That we've been given to God? And these are spiritual children, those who called his brothers and sisters God's people. You and I, we're God's people. And like those faithful to God in Isaiah's day, we should stay true to Christ. Can I get amen? How many would rather stay true to God and ignore the advice that would distract us from following him? I remember, I'm not going to say the church because I don't want to put them on blast, but I went to this prophetic conference. It was in Chula Vista here. And a prophet came. He was calling people out of the seats, right? He pulled me out of the seat. He goes, if you sow $1,000 today, you watch the millions come. I didn't have my checkbook with me. So I ran home and got my checkbook out. Man, I wrote it. And I said, God, I'm not going to wait for that no more. You know why? Because the salvation you have given me is enough. you have blessed me enough. If whether you do anything for me anymore, you have given me enough. Can I get an amen? And I knew never to go back to that place. That was a false prophet, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Be careful. Humbada, humbada, humbada. And this is what God said would happen. And it never happens, right? That's a false prophet. Man, run for those teachers. There's a whole bunch of shenanigans going on. My brother went to a church in National City. And they said, it is 2017. God said, write a check for $2,017. Checkbooks were coming out. My brother and his friend got up and left. Man, don't, come on now. That's shenanigans. Can I get amen? Giving people false hope. That's false hope. Listen, we pay our tithes and offerings, but listen, everything that God has given this church, I never came to none of you. Can I get amen? Why? Because I go in my closet room and I say, God, this is what we need, God. This is what we need, God. And then he blesses openly. Go to your closet to God and cry out to him. Hallelujah. And watch him do the miraculous. That's when you start walking in faith and believing God. Hallelujah. You don't listen, don't put your hope in man. Man will disappoint you. I hope you know that. He will disappoint you big time. And then you think that's God. That's not God. Because he won't disappoint. God will never disappoint you. But man will. Praise God. Now, let's go back to the word. Look at this. In verse 14, inasmuch then as children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is old Slewfoot. The devil. You see, the devil's whole goal is to destroy us. But how many believe that he has limited power? And how many believe that he has to get permission from God? Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, he does. He can't just go and trounce on you and start slapping you around and start spanking you. No, he's got to get permission from God. Can I get an amen? Yes, right. I'll get to those scriptures in a moment, because God's word will explain that old Slewfoot does not rule this world without God's permission allowing him to do anything. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Matter of fact, God will use old Slewfoot to get us lined up. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes, he will. Oh, yes, he will. He'll use Slewfoot, man. Yeah, man, if you're going astray, he will use Slewfoot to spank you, man, to come back. Oh, yes, he will. I got scripture to show you that. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. I'm not just out here trying to make you laugh. I'm here to let you know that God is true. The Bible says, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Can I get amen? Praise God. So my friends, as you can see in this scripture, let's go back to this scripture. Death is the common fear and final experience of all people. We get that. And only as human beings made of the flesh and blood could Christ die, because only by dying he could break the power of the devil. Woo! Who had the power of death. Now, Satan does have the power of death. Can I get an amen? But wait till he sees what's in store for him. What's in store for him? Man, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Can I get amen? Look at this right here in Romans. Look at this. Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has what? Dominion over him. So guess what? Because death has no more dominion over Christ, guess what? Death has no dominion over us. Because we're now one in Christ. Now we have the Holy Ghost like him. Can I get amen? So the same power, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, hallelujah, is going to raise us from this earth. Can I get amen? Praise God. I can't wait. I can't wait, because soon and very soon, Jesus is going to come. And so, saints of God, sin and death are interconnected. Sin does result in death. Only by first breaking the power of sin could Christ then break the power of death. Can I get amen? He accomplished both through the death and resurrection at the cross. Thank you, God. That's why he had to go to the cross to die for our sins. Can I get amen? That we would have life. And in those acts, Christ dealt the final blow to Satan and death. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Because the devil thought he had us. But we got away. Praise God. Praise God. And although Satan still holds great power over this world, he is mortally wounded when Jesus rose again. God allows Satan to work, but limits him. Can I get amen? Okay, now, as I mentioned, look at these scriptures, because God is the one that tells us that old Slewfoot can't do anything without God's permission. Can I get amen? Well, let's go to the Word of God right here. Look at this. In Job 1:12, so the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. See, he has access to heaven. And guess what? The Bible says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So for 24/7, he comes up and he sees what you do. And he goes and tells God, well, I thought that was your child. Look. Huh? He does. Look. Oh, yeah, that's right. He is a snitch, isn't he? You know, all these names are coming up now. He's a narc. He's a snitch. He's a blasphemer. He's a slanderer. Yes, he is a slanderer. Can I get an amen? Oh, yes. And now look at the next verse right here. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. So he had to take God's order. Listen, God did a mighty thing in Job. Job was the most wealthiest man. He was the Bill Gates of the day. The only thing, difference between him and Bill Gates is Job loved God. And he would not curse God. And you know what? A revelation came. Remember when his wife, after Job lost his children, he lost his wealth. He lost everything, right? And then boils were all over him. Man, he looked like a zombie. He looked like death door. And his wife said, just curse God and die. Now, you know what revelation came to me on that? She knew that if you curse God, then God will bring judgment on you. So she wanted him to be put out of this misery right then and there. It wasn't that she didn't love God. She didn't want her husband to go through any more punishment that she saw. And she said, curse God and die, because you need to die now. She saw no hope. She didn't see no hope. And God flipped the switch. God not only restored, but blessed them with their wealth 10 times fold. More children came. Can I get amen? And they honored God. Why? Because he not once cursed God. Listen, whatever you're going through, don't curse God. Praise God. Thank you, God. I'm thanking you for this trial right now. I'm thanking you, oh God, that you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I'm thanking you, God, that Lord, though it looks bleak, I know that tomorrow, hallelujah, comes another day, and that, Lord, you will raise me up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Can I get amen? You got to believe that God is with you. God is with you. Look at this next verse of scripture right here found in Ephesians. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth to his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the what? Oh, yeah, we could do that real well. Huh. We can spew things out of our mouth real good. We can come in the morning here, praise the Lord, God bless you. And then tonight, you mofo. Oh, come on. That's why it says, right, don't give place to the devil. Can I get amen? Listen, if you don't have something good to say about nobody, don't say nothing at all. Don't say nothing at all. But pray for that person. Listen, sometimes, even in marriages, you're not going to look at things the same way, right? But I'd rather just bow down in humility and cause the friction to dissipate. And that joy and love will come back. Can I get an amen? That's the way how you fix it. You fix it through humility. Look at this right here. This is found in Ephesians 6:11. Put the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the what? The wiles of the devil. Man, I'm telling you, he wants to take you out. That's right. He wants to render you useless. If he could shoot a dart at you and get your mind off of God, man, I'm telling you, that's his whole agenda, is to get your focus off of God. But God is saying, Don't give place to this guy. Put on the full armor. What is the full armor? The helmet of salvation. The sword of the Spirit. Can I get an amen? The breastplate of righteousness. The shield of faith. The feet shod prepared for the gospel of peace. And the shod prepared. Hallelujah. Why? Because you need the belt of truth. Also put the belt of truth, which is the word of God. You come armored up. Can I get an amen? Listen, let me just say this. Paul painted a Roman soldier with the salvation, right? The helmet, the sword, the shield. Can I get an amen? The breastplate of righteousness, the feet shod. But notice on a Roman soldier, he's onward going. He's moving forward. Can I get an amen? If you retreat, there is no armor in the back. So as you retreat, the devil will have his heyday with you. This is why backsliders that backslide, it's hard for them to come back. You know how many wiles, how many swords, how many thorns, how many things that the devil puts in that back and makes them render, they're useless, and they don't want to come back to God because he puts condemnation on them. He puts lies. He says, God don't love you no more. You don't need to go back. Stay and wallow in your sin. That's what the devil will do. But we are to put on the full armor and walk forward. Can I get amen? That's right. Let the wiles come. They'll just bounce off. I like to look at it like this. If you're walking in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You got to walk in the Spirit. And if you're walking in the Spirit, then when the wiles come, those spears that come, they will hit you and they will slide off you like Teflon faith. You ever cooked an egg on a Teflon pan and it just slides off? Well, don't you want those wiles to slide off like that? Because you have to acknowledge that the devil is a liar. And he's the father of lies. Look at this. Look at this scripture right here. Moreover, we must, what? Have a good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Look at that. You know what that means? That means we need to walk uprightly before unbelievers. And we must tell them the truth. Can I get amen? We must let them know. Listen, if you have family members, friends, co-workers that are living in sin, you need to tell them, listen, you're trapped in the snare of the devil. And he wants to take you out. But God has a better way. God wants to free you. God wants to set you free. Can I get amen? See, people don't talk about this in church no more. Why? I don't want to offend nobody. I'd rather offend someone and save their life. Can I get amen? I'd rather tell a man that if you live this lie, you will die and go to hell in a handbasket. Oh, yeah, no one talks about hell no more. No one talks about the lake of fire no more. I'm here to let you know that's okay if you don't come back next week. That's fine with me. Hallelujah. But I'm going to talk about what the Bible talks about. Can I get amen? Listen, we're here because of God's grace. We're here because he saved us from that ugly, hideous place. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to proclaim him. Hallelujah. I'm going to testify. God, you saved a wretch like me. You saved me from the pit of hell. You saved me and you sanctified me. You filled me with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now you have given me a voice for you. Now I will preach to those who are lost. I will plant and water, but only you, God, will give the increase. Can I get an amen? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Look at this. In James 4, 7, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. What? Did you know old Slewfoot will come around every now and then and try to buffet you? Huh? Resist him. How do you resist him? It's easy. Draw close to the Lord. Fast and pray. And here's an important one for the brand new believers. Don't go back and hang out with your old friends no more. They will try to tear down everything that God is building right now in your life. Why? Because they don't know God. They'll give you ungodly wisdom. They'll say, man, come on, just drink up, man. Why ain't gonna hurt? Oh, come on, you know, let's go out. Let's go shake a leg again. You're setting yourself up for temptation, right? I remember my former pastor, what he shared with me. Listen, if you're on a diet, why are you going into a donut shop and ordering a Diet Coke? Huh? All those donuts right through the glass. Oh, man, and I'm on a diet right now, and I'm just shaking right now. Well, when you go back out to the clubs and shake it with the best of them, guess what? The devil's right there waiting for you to trip up. Oh, come on. That's right. Look at this. This is why God says right here. God says this, be sober, meaning don't be drunk in the cares of the affairs of this world. People think be sober means refrain from alcohol. No, this is from the things of this world that want to what? Make you drunk in the world, drunk with ungodliness, with humanism, with the progressive people now, the woke generation, all these things. Can I get amen? They want you to be intoxicated with that. But the Bible says, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking who he may what? Devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the whole world. Wow. You think you got it bad over here? You don't want to live in Iran. They have an underground church, and if you're caught reading a Bible, they will bring you to the open. They will bury you up to your neck. And they will mock you, persecute you, and then they will chop off your head. You think you got it easy over here? And these people love God. They're filled with the Holy Ghost like us. That's why it says, look at this. It says right here, resist them, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Praise God. How many of you are getting something out of this message this morning? Hallelujah. So saints, just as salvation is partly realized now and will be fully realized later in the kingdom of God, so Satan is still at work, but one day he's going to be destroyed. How many can't wait for that boy to be destroyed? Huh? How many can't wait? Listen, so when the devil comes and tries to bring up your past, you got to remind him of his future. Can I get amen? Remind him of his future. Oh, yeah, I used to do that. Yeah, I hung with them. Yeah, I did all that. But guess what's about to take place with you? Can I get amen? I got some scripture for that. Look at this. It's right here. Look at this. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen in the house? Jesus. Hallelujah. God is going to throw old Slewfoot in that lake of fire. Can I get amen? I can't wait. Man, I can't wait. He's done enough damage already. Can I get amen? Look how many friends and family members right now that he's tormenting. And this is why we need to pray and fast for them. Can I get amen? That God will deliver them too. God has given us the authority, the power, the kingdom principles to pray these things down. Can I get amen? To pull down strongholds. God has given us the power to do that. So we have to intercede for them because they don't know how. Can I get amen? But we do. And so we look at the last verse. We're going to break this last verse in Hebrews. Look at this right here. It says, and release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Listen, hallelujah. Before we came to the cross, we were in bondage. Can I get amen? You guys know my testimony. I had $500 of crystal meth in my sock 32 years ago. And God set me free. Hallelujah. You know what? I'm so very thankful. This is what I'm very thankful. I didn't go through 1 second of withdrawal. He delivered me right there supernaturally. I didn't have no more desire. I looked at it now as evil, and I flushed every ounce of it down the toilet and never came back to it again. Can I get an amen? That is the grace of God. That's God's mercy. That is the power of God. And we got to let a dying world know that there is power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get an amen? And so people have always been slaves to the fear of dying. But eventually, saints of God, however, death strikes everyone. We all know that. I've been to several funerals this year already. Can I get amen? You had to be distant. But it's not the end game. For those who die in Christ, God is going to raise their body up. See, the soul and the spirit immediately goes up to be with Christ. But when he comes back in the clouds, he's going to raise them up first and reunite them with their new body. And then we that are alive and remain will what? Be caught up. Praise God. And so through Christ, however, we no longer need to fear. How many of you don't fear death anymore? Come on, that's right. You shouldn't never fear death no more or dying. Why? Because God destroyed it at the cross. Christ died and rose again, and then only in this way he could deliver humanity. Because humans cannot save themselves. Can I get amen? That's right. Those 60 bottles of medicine in your cabinet now cannot help you no more. Can I get amen? I remember I started out with just 2. And now there's 20. Listen, it's just a reminder that we're here temporarily. We're here but for a moment. And so give God all praise, glory, and honor with your life on this earth while we have the moment. Can I get an amen? We will die physically, but we are promised new bodies and a new life in eternity with God. Look at this right here. Look at this in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. How many can't wait? How many can't wait for Jesus to come back? Huh? I know I can't wait. I can't wait. Why? Because this body's failing me. It is. Oh, come on. You know, I used to just bounce out of bed. Now I gotta roll out of bed. I said, now I know, God, you're coming soon, right? I want my spring back. And, you know, I've shared this before. Let me ask as we close. How many of you have had dreams of flying? Okay, just me. They're probably going, man, what's he smoking again? Okay, well, how many have ever had dreams of just flying? Oh, yeah, huh? I asked God, I go, God, is that a picture of us when we get raptured out of here, we could just fly like that? Well, Donald Perkins made it clear, didn't he? He said, we're going to float up and descend above, and we're going to be a witness to unbelievers. They're going to watch us go up. Wow, what a sight that's going to be. And listen, we're not going to go, ha, 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 I told you, ha, ha. No, we're not going to do that because we're going to have the mind of God. We're just too focused on seeing him face to face. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Because the Bible says he's going to wipe away every tear. Every tear. Can I get an amen? Man, all the pain and all the sorrow and all the things that we had to go through in this life will be changed immediately. Hallelujah. Now, that prophet I will believe. And these are the apostles that wrote this down. Can I get amen? That's for sure that's going to take place. And I can't wait. I can't wait because God cannot lie. And so how many can't wait for Jesus to come? Listen, I'm talking to you now, Facebook and YouTube. God is going to come back again. And God is saying, prepare yourself. We're surrounded right now by a cloud of witnesses right here in our sanctuary. Beautiful men and women that have given their heart to Christ. But maybe you're watching for the first time and you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. God is saying, cry out to him right now. And because we have experienced this great salvation, God wants to save you too. That's right. Some of you that just tuned in, hey, listen, don't tune out right now. Hold on. Because God's going to show you something right now through his word that, number one, he loves you. He died for you. He wants to save you. And he's coming back again. How many believe he's coming back again? Yes. Hallelujah. Look at this for your own understanding at home. In 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18, the word of God says, "But I don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who what? Sleep in Jesus." Look at this. "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God." Hallelujah. And let me just say this. Let me pause right there. For those of you, it's not a Herb Albert trumpet. No, it's a shofar. The angels are going to blow the shofar. And when the angels blow the shofar, it is time. Can I get amen? Because around the world, everyone's going to hear the shofar blast. And the dead will be raised first. Then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up. I was asked this question. Who are the ones that are going to rise up? The dead in Christ. And who are the dead in Christ? The ones that gave their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I get amen? And when they hear this, hallelujah, the dead will be raised first, and then we that are alive and remain shall be what? Caught up to be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Look at this. Then we who are alive and remain, in verse 17, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always, say that with me, always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another. Comfort one another. Can I get amen? It's going to be all right. I know you're going through, but it's going to be all right. I know God has allowed you to experience it, but it's going to be all right. We are to comfort because one day God's coming for us. Can I get amen? Thank you, God. He is, and he will do it exactly what he said he would do. But here's the key. We cannot go in these fleshly bodies. Can I get amen? I could barely jump 6 inches off the ground. You ever see Michael Jordan? He can leap, what, 7 feet off the ground. But he's still confined to the law of gravity. He's got to come back down, right? Listen, we need the new body. We need to take off this corruptible body. This body's corrupt. Hope you know that. Praise God, we shower every day. I hope we do. Don't go 3 days. At least don't have anyone around you. Don't know. Listen, this bodies are corrupt, right? So we need the new body like his. We need the one that'll never die, that can float up, that can appear and disappear. Just like Jesus. Remember, Jesus appeared and then he disappeared. He even had, hallelujah, a Rubio taco. He had fish and bread on the seashore, didn't he? He ate. Praise God. That let me know there's going to be food in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm so excited for that. Well, okay, maybe some of you are not. But Look at what it says in God's word right here. Look at this. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood, that's us, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. Sleep in the Greek means we shall not all die physically, but we shall all be what? Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, as I shared with you, the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised, what? Incorruptible. Well, let me put this back on. I think I hit something here. I think I did. Uh-oh. Oh, well. And I don't know what happened over there. I must have hit something down here. Praise God. But God is good, amen? I was gonna show a little video. Sorry, you guys at home. But praise God. I'm going to pray right now, and then we're going to end this prayer. Wow, that's like, you know, I'm telling you, the enemy works in mysterious ways. He don't want you to see. He didn't want them to see this. Can I get an amen? Oh, you guys can. All right. Oh, yeah, that one's not for some reason. That one up there behind you. That's okay. It's okay. It's okay. God is good. He's good, isn't he? So I'll give this one last shot. Oh, something's coming on over there. What is it? Let me see. Hey! Hey, we're back! Oh my gosh, we're back. It's good to see you all again. We're back. Praise God. Now listen, I'm going to show this little video clip. And I want to make sure this is out of my way. I'm going to show you guys a video clip. Praise God. And it's a depiction of the rapture of the church. And a lot of churches are not teaching the rapture no more. You know why? Because they want their kingdom on earth to continue. They're still fleecing the flock. They're still living high on the hog. They're still telling people it's okay to live in your sin. You're okay. God still loves you. They're saying all this madness. But Jesus said in the last days that there'll be false teachers. I can't wait for Donald Perkins' message next month, because what he's going to show us is going to be mind-blowing of what now the churches in America are teaching, causing them to go astray. Don't miss that, June 20th. But look at this right here. Let's go right here.
Jesus Christ is coming back for his church. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, "Watch therefore, for you do not know the hour your Lord is coming." I want you to know, church, that Jesus Christ could come this month, or he might come next week, or he could even come...
The question is always going to be, are you ready? You know what blessed my heart? When new Christians give their heart to God, you know that lets me know? Is God's grace allowed them to get in. And for Nick and Catherine, God allowed you to get in. Thank you, amen. He allowed you guys to get in, man. And now we're all going to see each other one day in our new bodies. We're going to be caught up. Can I get amen? Praise God. Listen. Here's for those of you at home, I'm glad I'm back to see you again. But look at this. I'm going to show you this. This is the key scripture found in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 38 through 39. Peter got filled with the Holy Spirit in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, and he preached his very first sermon and said, then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. Isn't that a blessing to know that, my friends? Huh? Isn't that a blessing to know that God is able to still save 2,000 years later? I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And if you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family that's here to pray with me for you. And all you have to do with a heart of repentance, cry out to God, and God will save you. God will do the miraculous in your life. Pray this prayer by faith. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I have sinned. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me in the blood that you shed on the cross. Will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Is he worthy? Man.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you, and thank you for listening.